In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. In Ireland, an ordinary family is suddenly plagued by frightening phenomena they cannot explain. The terrifying encounters become more frequent and dangerous as a tormented spirit feeds off their fears. With nowhere to turn, they gamble on a spiritual healer who uncovers supernatural wounds that prayers alone cannot heal. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. Along the western shores of Ireland lies the ancient port city of Galway, where the River Corrib empties into the Galway Bay. It is a place of legends and mystery, where sometimes you can still hear the faint whispers of lost souls. For nearly 30 years, the Fahey family has lived in a government-subsidized home in Galway. During the week, Jackie Fahey is a bus driver for special needs children. His wife, Esther, works as a cook at a nearby childcare center.
Yeah, we were just an ordinary family. You know, we just lived our life and we're quite happy.
In 1996, their daughter, Martha, gives birth to a baby girl, Sarah Louise.
When Sarah Louise came to our home, everything seemed to be so wonderful. And we could look after her and care for her.
Jackie is immediately captivated by his granddaughter.
Baby, if you'd like to take a rest.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Everyone in the house just wanted to hold her and hug her.
Jackie's son, Michael, also lives in the house with his fiancée, Anne.
So when Sarah Louise came into the house, it was like a new beginning for the family. Myself and my girlfriend were in the process of getting married, and I had started my own business. It looked like a very, very bright future.
A few months after Sarah Louise's birth, the neighbors begin renovating. Later.
There was like a smell, like rotting meat, rotting flesh. Maybe a rat died somewhere under the floorboards. The drains were bad.
What are you doing?
It's an awful smell here.
Oh, God, you're right.
I told you.
Where is it coming from?
Don't know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
It smelled like death. Dirty, fleshy smell, like something died.
Thought it was coming from over here.
But now there's nothing.
And the smell was sort of moving around the house.
It's back here now.
Oh, it's like it keeps shifting.
Maybe it's the pipes. I'd call the landlord.
The next morning.
Do you get it now? The smell of rotten meat.
Look, we don't smell anything.
How can you not smell that?
Look, we're already here. We'll check the pipes and all the drains outside.
That's it then. That's all you're going to do.
The problem is not in your pipes.
These fellas things were nuts. Pure nuts. A loony bin job. Are we really going crazy? What is it? Where's it coming from?
A few weeks later, the smell vanishes as suddenly as it appeared.
Why doesn't Martha take care of her baby?
She must have gotten up. All right, give me a moment. I'll be back. Well, there's something really strange and weird going on here.
I thought you wanted to go take care of the baby.
I did.
And why is she still crying?
She isn't. She's not crying.
Well, something's crying.
I felt like somebody was pushing on my chest.
What's the matter?
Couldn't speak, couldn't breathe.
Are you alright?
As we prayed, the crying was getting worse.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Getting louder and louder, as if we were physically hurting the spirit. What is going on here? So we stopped praying, and the crying just wasn't there anymore.
Cabinet. I put them away myself. Somebody must have moved them.
Well, help us hunt.
Did you hear a baby crying last night?
No. Sarah Louise was quiet last night, wasn't she?
Mike was very, very withdrawn. It wasn't the Michael I knew.
Well, there's a baby crying, but it wasn't Sarah Louise.
What are you talking about? The neighbors don't have any babies.
I think there's something in the house. I think it may have hidden the bottles too.
A ghost?
Don't even be fooling about that.
I didn't really believe him. I didn't believe anything like that, you know, life after death.
Absurd. Too many pints at the pub, huh?
No, I heard it too.
There's no ghost, I tell you. Now help us hunt.
If there's a ghost here, give us a sign.
There you go. There's no ghost. Now get dressed before you're late for work.
And he kind of passed it off.
A week later, Jackie and Martha bring Sarah Louise home from a doctor's appointment.
Dad.
Must be them playing a trick on us.
Something just going on that I couldn't explain, but I was afraid to say it, you know.
Orb. It just dissipated and then disappeared. I don't think we actually slept that night whatsoever.
I tell you, it was brighter than a thousand candles. And then it just faded away until it slowly disappeared.
Could have been a car.
I see headlights every night. This was far brighter. I tell you, we have a ghost in the house.
Don't you be saying that.
Oh, he kept telling me. He said, it's true, it is true. I was very upset.
Do you swear you didn't put those toys in a circle?
I never touched them.
That's when I realized we have something going on in the house. Something
maybe
not normal.
We should ask a priest for help.
He won't believe us.
We'll put a tape recorder in the baby's room. It'd capture the sound of the ghost crying.
I'll try it tonight. Forgot the tapes. They're downstairs. I'm sorry, Dad.
What on earth was that? What's wrong? What happened? I heard a noise.
How did it get smashed like that?
Something must have thrown it. And hard too.
With a crash and the boys, they went upstairs and I don't know. It was just...
The curtains were pulled with vengeance. I was very frightened.
Jackie!
What was that?
Jackie!
That moment of fear.
They're opening, closing by themselves.
Pure fear in her eyes.
Everyone out of the house now!
You made the bomb, John!
The family takes shelter with their neighbors, who have been close friends for years.
You're more than welcome to stay the night.
Thanks. Let it be grand.
Our neighbors is very good. They'd make beds and put us on the floor.
Our neighbor were wonderful.
What do you really think is going on in your house?
Couldn't do enough to help us.
You don't really think it's spirits, do you?
The first thing in the morning, I'll call the church.
A few days later,
in the name of the Father,
a local parish priest comes to bless the house.
Amen. Grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Lord, we have sinned against you.
Sir Louise was quite happy in my arms.
Lord, show us your mercy.
Father, do you hear that? Do you hear that crying? Well, surely you hear that.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
The more prayers he was saying, Lord, the more the ghost baby screaming, screaming. In other words, get out. Don't want you here.
And I knew he heard it. I could tell by the look on his face. He was petrified.
All saints of heaven, come to our aid.
I couldn't keep from shaking.
Help of the
That's how scared I was.
Gabriel and Gabriel, for the deliverance of our brothers and sisters who are enslaved by the evil one.
Jackie asks the priest to bless Sarah Louise's room.
The crib's against the door.
That's impossible.
See, Father, I told you, there's something in this house.
Well, maybe one of you did it.
I couldn't have put the crib up against the door.
How will we get out?
After you, Father. Lord God of heaven and earth, bless this house and all who inhabit it. Fill them with the light of Christ that their concerns for others may reflect your love. We ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's all. It's done. I'll be gone now.
The priest couldn't wait to get out of the house. Packed his bag and out the door.
Fays are hopeful the priest's blessing will quiet the restless spirit in their house. Just to be safe, that night the family sleeps together.
This jug just came right up in front of me. Tilted.
Get up!
remember turning, falling down the stairs.
Dad, can you hear me?
And then coming to my senses, out in front of the house.
What happened? Sir,
it's very hard to describe what it feels like when something comes into your house to invade it. It was awful, really.
I don't think any of us should go back to that house tonight.
Again, the family takes refuge with their neighbors.
So does Anne.
My sister's got room. We could all go down.
Aye, but it's a 4-hour drive. And I mean, I wish I could.
Jackie, I need to get out of the house. I need a rest. And I don't know what else to do.
I'll go back and pack our suitcases. You stay here. I'll fetch you.
I'll go with you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Jackie arranges for he and Esther to stay with his sister for the weekend.
I felt really scared leaving my daughter and my son and grandchild behind us.
I wish you were all coming down. I don't feel good about you staying.
I got jobs to get to, Dad.
Martha?
We'll be fine, Dad. It's never done anything to me or the baby.
She was thinking, well, I'm going to try and blot it out and pretend nothing's happening for the sake of her child.
We'll be fine, Dad. Take care of him, I promise.
We'll be back in a couple of days.
We were frightened, leaving the kids, but we just had to get away.
The next day, with her parents out of town and Michael and Anne at work, Martha is alone in the house with Sarah Louise. To the neighbor for help. Michael and Anne return home from work.
Is that Martin?
Aye, she and the baby are over at the neighbor's. I'll go fetch him.
Do you want me to go with you?
No, just stay here.
Look,
maybe it just fell.
No, I'm not a
magic. I'm not crazy.
I'm not going back in that house either. Not after what happened to me.
No, Michael, your parents said we could come with them. Let's go, please, Michael.
All right. Get in the car.
Michael, I need the baby carrier and a dozen or so diapers for my room.
All right.
Michael decides to let his parents know that they're leaving the house.
It was like they didn't want me to phone. The phone was melted. I was petrified. It felt like someone was actually pushing me away. Just go. Go now, leave.
Martha,
after a few days away, the Fay family reluctantly returns to their house.
Let's take a look.
In their frame.
It was like someone came in and ransacked the place, but there was nothing missing.
Come on, everyone. Let's put things right.
We felt invaded. Somebody had just moved in, taken over my house. I wanted my house back.
I used to love this house.
We had nowhere to turn.
Now I don't want to live here anymore.
Don't lose heart. We're going to beat this thing.
We've got to do something.
Like what?
The family was just literally falling apart at the seams. Where do we get help?
Call a radio program, or maybe one of the papers.
They'll make fun.
Maybe. But someone might hear our story and come and help.
Michael's right. This is our home. We're not going to just let it push us out.
We had to confront this.
You're right.
It wasn't going to put us out of our own home after being there for 30 years.
A Dublin radio station airs an interview with the Fays. The interview prompts a local newspaper to send a reporter to spend the night in the ghost house.
Hello.
You must be the reporter.
That I am, Fiona Tanner.
Please, come in.
I felt a bit happy that, okay, somebody out there listened to us.
Michael.
Fiona Tanner, glad to meet you.
Thanks.
And I'm Esther.
The room is yours. Just make sure you're right that we're looking for someone to help fix this problem.
She came to the house and said, well, look, I don't believe in ghosts, don't believe in this, don't believe in that. But can I stay anyway? Is that fine?
We knew when something was going to happen. The house will grow cold.
Hold on here by the minute.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I use your kitchen table to write my story?
Go right ahead.
Aren't you going to write your story after you stay all night?
I thought I'd get started now, since it doesn't look like anything's going to happen. Cold, isn't it?
bits of porcelain everywhere, literally on the carpet, and there was tiny minute pieces that had spread all over the place.
I felt relieved, actually, that someone believed us, you know, that we were not going crazy.
According to the Fahey family, the Galway ghost seems determined to drive them out. It began with foul smell.
The newspaper's eyewitness account piques the interest of reporters from all over Europe.
The family is appealing for help.
The story is dubbed The Galway Ghost.
I'm Claudia O'Rourke, reporting from Galway. There they are.
We're literally splashed in every paper in Ireland. We're on nearly every radio station. It was just this major big media explosion.
Ma'am, you care to comment on rumours that you simply want Galway Council to find you new home?
Oh, of course.
And I thought people were talking, whispering, you know, and say, you know, they're the people, that's crazy.
Sir, we've heard reports of her and all that tooting in your house. Could you please give us something?
Listen, we didn't offer this.
But sir, what about the... We had a baby involved.
I was very frightened. Nobody would be able to do anything for us or get rid of what was in the house.
Several days later, a reporter calls Jack, recommending the services of someone he thinks can help his family. Sanjaram Dani is a renowned parapsychologist and healer with degrees in psychology and metaphysics.
I was reluctantly drawn out of the world of science and psychology into the world of the paranormal. Studying psychology helped me know more about the human mind. So if I go into a house where people think paranormal activity is going on, it enables me to find where the person is coming from, you know, whether it's a nervous problem as opposed to a spirit activity problem.
She's here.
Jackie is hopeful that Sandra can help his family.
Sandra?
Well, hello?
Welcome.
I was very, very skeptical. I didn't believe in psychics, to be honest. Maybe this lady might be the one.
Pleased to meet you. This is my son, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike.
As soon as she walked in, you got this warm feeling, like you knew her for 100 years.
My daughter, Martha.
Well, hello, Martha. Nice to see you.
My first task really was to put the family at ease.
So terribly tired.
I was very worried about Martha.
I meet Sandra.
And Esther.
There she is.
And just tried to bond with them a little bit and let them get to know me.
With what you're going through.
Esther was terribly, terribly drained.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you so very much. My goodness, what a beautiful little baby.
Sarah Louise didn't appear to be affected in a bad way.
We knew we had found someone that was going to do something good for us.
I asked them to bring me to the room where they felt the most activity happened, which was Sarah Louise's bedroom upstairs. I placed my hands against the walls to get an idea of what sort of energy is there, what type of spirit you're dealing with.
Has there been recent construction here?
No, we haven't done anything.
Wait, don't you remember that? They were doing construction next door, on the other side of the wall. I had to move Sarah's crib.
You're right. There was construction. Just before all this began.
It freaked me out when she was able to tell me that the neighbours were doing construction.
Could I stay here alone for a while? Well, if I meditate, I might get something.
I'm trying trying to pick up psychic information. It's almost like I'm listening really hard, trying to invite the spirits of the place to come and communicate. The first thing I noticed was a smell, like from smoke. I opened my eyes. And I'm in this completely different room. I closed my eyes. A young girl was giving birth. Her father, I felt he was her father, looked very upset, sad. There was a shadowy man in the background. He seemed to be very, very stern, maybe angry. The young mother was reaching forward, screaming for her baby as he smothered the child and killed it.
I thought you might like a cup of tea. If you don't mind, I think I'll come down and take tea with you and the family.
Oh, hi.
I believe the baby was born out of wedlock. And from shame, the father of the girl and the father of the baby had it killed.
Oh, horrible. How could anybody do such a thing?
Hey, what's that got to do with our house?
Oh, well, the spirit baby isn't haunting your house, it's haunting the land. Well, I think the construction disturbed the baby's spirit. And then you've recently had a baby. I think the spirit baby wants to get close to you, wants to be mothered by you.
Sandra explains that she will attempt a healing ceremony to help the ghost move on and find peace.
The first thing I need is for someone to take Sarah out of the house.
Well, I wanted the child safely out of the way, just in case things started flying around the place.
No, not you, Martha. I need you here to help me get rid of the ghost.
The missus and I will take Sarah for a stroll.
Perfect, right there. Thank you. Now, if I could all have you all join hands. Just close your eyes. And breathe deep, cleansing breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out. Slowly. Just concentrate on your breathing. Now, imagine the spirit baby in the bassinet. See him with your mind's eye. Just keep concentrating. Focus. Listen to my voice. That's right. Now picture the spirit baby in the bassinet and send all of your energy to this baby to help move him over to the next world. Martha, Martha, you must keep your eyes closed. Must all of you, you must concentrate. You must focus, continue focusing on this baby. That's right, that's good. Now I want you to picture this baby surrounded by a golden light. See him begin to rise. He's rising, rising. Visualize the baby rising right up out of the house.
I've seen this baby in a white cloth going up into the light.
Into the hands of his loved ones. Crossing over into the next world.
Feeling, everybody was laughing.
Jackie and Esther noticed the difference the moment they returned.
It's gone, isn't it?
Hey, you can tell, can't you?
I
just felt like a holiday in a hot country. You felt that warm air, the sunshine on you. It felt fantastic.
I feel like I've got my home again.
It was just like heaven. Just to be, have the house our own again, and peaceful and quiet.
I'm just so glad to have my house back again.
I believe we were specially picked to send this baby up into the light to rest us and have peace.
Join us for dinner.
Thank you, Esther. I'd love to.
Of all the badness I had in my house, something good came out of it.
Today, the Fays continue to live in their home, which is known across Ireland as the House of the Galway Ghost.
We know it's gone, and we know it'll never come back. But the little voice in the back of your head says, okay, will it come back again?